comes to like deciding like how to spend your time, you know, volleyball is just that thing, you know, much like, you know, other sports and other hobbies that, you know, it brings together people you may not have met otherwise. Yeah. And then you learn so much about other people, other cultures, you know, it's very much a lot of diverse cultures, you know, as well as gender and sexuality.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you wake up one day and you're going to a wedding of your volleyball friends. And yeah, it's like you walk into a wedding and you recognize half of the people there because it's our whole volleyball yeah community.
Hi everyone, it's Catherine. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of GC360, filmed right here in downtown Garden City. Today I'm joined by my amazing guest. His name is Alex Petroselli. Hey Alex, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Certainly. VVLI was founded in June of 2006, and so for over the last 17 plus years, we've hosted over 40 indoor beach and grass tournaments.
Oh, wow.
For a collection of volleyball enthusiasts on Long Island and beyond.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. So how did you get started in volleyball?
So I had played periodically throughout high school and college, and then it wasn't until I picked it up again in 2015. I had a coworker invite me to sub on her Beach Sixes League, and I realized that there was a piece of me that had been dormant. You know, I hadn't thought about volleyball in some years since I played in college, mm-hmm, and then that was the catalyst. And wow, then I sought out every pickup and league and open play I could, you know, work on my skill, get back into the swing of things, mm-hmm, get in better shape. And then I started working for VVLI in the fall of 2017.
Okay.
So that's more on the tournament planning and the event side. And it's also okay extended my playing career as well, because
oh, wow,
I've met this wonderful community and people I consider friends and best friends. And now it's my personality, it's my Roman empire, oh, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, that's so sweet. I must say I love the shirt.
Oh, thank you. It's I made
perfect
it myself.
Oh, you made that? How did you make that?
I have a Cricut, and I am known to make lots of t-shirts and tank tops and just press some vinyl on it.
Oh, that's cool. So do you make a lot of the shirts and stuff for VBLI?
My business partner and I, we have like the whole heat press and die cutting machine, to be technical about
oh,
it.
Oh, cool.
And so yeah, we do have our product line of hoodies and sweatpants and t-shirts and tank tops.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, they're available for sale for anyone who comes to a
wow
tournament.
Wow, that's really cool. It's kind of like a little side piece that you get to do.
It is. And it's, I think if anything, it's just a badge of honor that, you know, people come to our tournaments, and then, you know, whether they buy something or it's mm-hmm also a prize. If they happen to take first place in that tournament, they're like so excited. They're like, you know, golden retriever energy, just being like, oh, I want to get like that long sleeve
yeah
t-shirt or that. So it's very nice.
That's nice. I love that. So can you explain the different types of volleyball that you work with? I know you mentioned there's a couple of different terrains, but can
certainly
you kind of go into that a little further?
So we live in the Northeast, which mm-hmm has seasons for better
yes
or for worse. You know, I think all of us wish we could be at, you know, the beach year round. But in the Northeast, I would say most people start their volleyball career by playing indoor sixes because
mm-hmm
there's, you know, if you're a teenager or young adult, there's a lot more, that's a viable option for
yeah
anyone looking to play. And so that's, you know, the fall into the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay
come summertime, you know, there's volleyball in parks, there's volleyball at the beach. So whichever terrain that you would like to play in,
mm-hmm,
or if you're just looking to play volleyball and the terrain doesn't matter, it's very popular on Long Island.
Yeah. I personally have played in one of the beach volleyball tournaments.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was VBLI, but it was a lot of fun. Like, you know, it was just a group of us. I personally know pretty much nothing about volleyball.
That's okay.
I definitely got smacked with the ball a couple of times, and
right
I did
passage
fall on the ground. So, you know, but it was a great time. I really had a great time.
You know, it's a very social sport. And
yeah
also, like, especially with beach, and, you know, Long Islanders love
mm-hmm
their summertime beach. It's, you know, it's social, but then they also do, like, it finds a way of like
mm-hmm
building like friendships and community. There are like companies, for instance, that will have
mm-hmm
like a company sponsored like
oh, okay
team that they'll put together. There are charity tournaments like
mm-hmm
all throughout. So, you know, regardless of how long you've been playing or the skills you have or don't have, it's
mm-hmm
very much a diverse and inclusive sport where everyone is welcome.
Right. So how do the tournaments really work? Do you have to have a team that of a group of people that you know? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so usually one person or a group of people will take the lead and assemble a team. Now for indoor sixes, you know, the most competitive volleyball mm-hmm. will have a team will be built based on the positions they play. And so that starts with a setter, which is mm-hmm. the quarterback who takes the second contact and to distribute the ball to their offense. Mm-hmm. Two outside hitters, two middle blockers, right side, and most commonly a libero, which is a defensive position that only stays in the back row.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, an individual or a group of individuals will assemble their team and register for the date and level and format of their choosing. And then we also have a bunch of resources for those that are a solo player, maybe they're new to the area or new to volleyball, and you know, they can be picked up by a team in creation,
okay.
or they can network and, you know, speak online and meet new people and build their own team.
Oh, okay. So what do you guys do if somebody cancels? How do you go about that?
Oh, this is very often.
Sounds tough.
Well, there are mm-hmm. volleyball players that play four or five times a week, so they can get injured, like literally the week of, or of course, you know, there are last minute emergencies. You know, a volleyball tournament lasts mm-hmm. 9 to 5 typically, so it's like a whole day commitment,
and
sometimes you know, life happens.
So
I think myself and everyone has been there the night before, two nights before, been like, oh, we lost this position, like we lost this player. We're gonna, you know, send out the text, everyone consult your networks, is there someone available? Sometimes a team of seven is a team of six, and you know, people want to play the sport most of the time, and maybe it's not optimal. Maybe they're not playing their preferred position, or mm-hmm. maybe there's someone on their team they don't embrace as much as other people. But they love the sport, they love the community, they love the energy of being at a tournament, that they'll do whatever it takes just to make it work.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So are there different levels of it in terms of being competitive and, you know, things they win, prizes, you know, how does that work?
So we offer a variety of levels. Mm-hmm. For indoor, we offer two levels, say like a lower and an upper level. There's a letter rating that mm-hmm. is like pretty universally adapted. Starting with the letter C, that's the least experienced, like someone new to the game, and it goes all the way up to double A.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's C, B, double B, A, double A, and then the next level is open, which is the highest level.
Oh, okay.
So it is like a way, so when people go to register, they're like, oh, they want to play at the level that best suits their skill level
for sure.
and that of their team. So we usually offer like an upper and a lower level, so it's B double B and A double A, and there are prizes for first place. We have glasses that are monogrammed with the year and that they're a champion.
Oh, that's very nice.
The aforementioned swag. They have to collect a piece of merch for themselves.
That's really nice. Yeah, I definitely be on like the lowest of the low, low, low level.
And you know what? You're still a volleyball player.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So how would you say that volleyball has really changed over the years?
We're actually amidst a renaissance from a spectator perspective, mm-hmm. you know, even just in the last few months. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, for example, mm-hmm. One of the leading collegiate institutions, they held an indoor volleyball game outdoors in a stadium that received, I believe, over 90,000 in-person spectators, breaking a Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow, that's so interesting.
And then this past December, the finals, which was Nebraska versus Texas, was broadcast mm-hmm. on ABC for the first time. It usually was on ESPN or one of the ESPNs. And
there's so many
of them. Gone on to receive over 2 million viewers, I think like an average of like 1.7 million viewers. And there are actually professional volleyball organizations in their infancy or about mm-hmm. to be launched in the United States. Very much an international sport that have their teams. So, I mean, time will only tell if it becomes the next MLB, the next NBA.
Yeah.
But right now, volleyball is very much experiencing like a moment.
Yeah,
so it's a good time to start playing.
Exactly. Do you really enjoy watching volleyball?
I do, especially as a player, because anyone who has like an elevated knowledge can mm-hmm. appreciate the hard work, the athleticism that goes into the training, the chemistry amongst the teams. It's like beautiful choreography. It's like a very athletic form of ballet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do you have a favorite team or?
I grew up watching the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They were always like a dominant force. And then around 6 years ago, my two favorite players just happened to be on the team.
Oh, okay.
We ended up amongst my friends having a viewing party for the finals.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And it was like a lot of fun. That was like one of those like marker moments. But you know, there's so many great collegiate teams and mm-hmm. you know, they're you know, I have favorite players that I love watching locally because there's talent really in every level, and there's such a cross-pollination amongst our community that, you know, there's just talent to be found everywhere because so many people are passionate about the sport.
I gotcha. So what inspires you to continue with this business?
It's definitely the people. You know, it's almost like a once a week volley party because, you know, we assemble, you know, we run our tournaments, we rent out, you know, anywhere from 3 to 9 courts at a time. So it's 150 to 200 people, sometimes more. And it's not just the people that are on your team, you know, your little group of friends. It's, you know, you play locally, you play around, and you get to learn so many people, you know, get to meet and learn and become friends with so many people. So you go to a tournament just to see people you're not even playing with, you know, and when you're playing, you know, a tournament will alternate between when you're playing and when you're off.
Right.
You'll go watch your friends play on another court. You know, you'll catch up with friends you haven't seen in a while. And it's this whole atmosphere that we cultivate that just becomes like a part of your week that you look forward to.
That sounds like truly a lot of fun. Like I think a lot of people really would be looking for some kind of social thing that they can do during the week. Yeah. Is it always during the week or some of them are on the weekends?
So our tournaments are on the weekend because they're such like a long commitment. But even during the week, you know, there's a few other organizations that offer leagues and pickup, and we just endorse anyone to be like, you know, go find, just get out and keep playing. It's great exercise. It's social. It sort of just checks off all those boxes that you look for.
Yeah.
You know, it's tantamount to something like the gym. You know, you have like your routine and then you go and you get, you start playing with the same people, you start making friends, and then it doesn't end there though. It's all of a sudden you're grabbing dinner or,
it's getting pushed further. So why do you think it's important for 20-somethings and older to participate and play in sports?
We're right now amidst this big cultural shift as like what it means to be like, say, millennial and Gen Z, you know, because a lot of volleyball players are in their 20s and 30s. And then when it comes to like deciding like how to spend your time, you know, volleyball is just that thing, you know, much like, you know, other sports and other hobbies that, you know, it brings together people you may not have met otherwise. Yeah. And then you learn so much about other people, other cultures. You know, it's very much a lot of diverse cultures, you know, as well as gender and sexuality.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you wake up one day and you're going to a wedding of your volleyball friends. And it's like you walk into a wedding and you recognize half of the people there because it's our whole volleyball community.
So
it's something that just constantly, it's, we build the location and then all these people just come and just make it their own. It's very much like a community first sport and community first organization. And then, you know, you walk into a tournament nowadays and you're the happiest you've been like all week because it's just everything
that's so
you
beautiful.
Want out
really
of a
like
nice
that.
Day.
I really like that. That's really sweet. So I've heard that you guys have a pretty big social media presence and I did kind of check it out myself. So what would you say is your most active platform that you guys post on and share on?
So we're most active on Instagram and TikTok, but it just so happens our TikTok has like almost 22,000 followers and has received almost 10 million views since we launched last September. And, you know, volleyball is such like an international sport. It's somewhat shocking at first to like publish a video and then the algorithm like does its work. And then, you know, we're getting comments that we have to press translate on because it's in a different language.
That's huge.
And, you know, some videos just get hundreds of comments and 80 to 85% of them are just so positive. You know,
that's great.
People, the players that appear in the video feel like rock stars for a little bit. They're like, oh my God, like they really like how I set that ball, how I blocked or how I
feel like a volleyball star.
And one thing that's been pretty common that I personally love is, you know, there's men's, there's women's, and there's co-ed, but sometimes some women play on men's teams, which it's not uncommon because it's a non-contact sport, which is you know, certainly relevant. But women that will say set or play libero, which is defensive position, like they're on this court competing against men. And we have received so many comments and DMs of girls from all over the world being like, oh, I never thought about like just playing against men. You know, they're always used to playing co-ed or women's. And so the fact that, you know, something that we were just doing and just sort of posting organically and all of a sudden
there's
it sort of
support.
Ignites like a revolution of sorts. And it's inspiring like women to just think like, oh yeah, I could take the court with men. I don't care that they're swinging.
That's 100%. Yeah. I used to play soccer and I used to play with, with boys. Like it wasn't a co-ed team. It was mostly just like a boys team. I was usually like one of the only girls, but I was just kind of like, yeah, I got this. Like
soccer, basketball, yeah. Some contact sports, some non-contact sports.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to be out of your comfort zone and kind of be as a woman pushing yourself even further.
Yeah, totally.
So that's really amazing. So yeah, how do people register to play in a tournament?
They can go to VBLI.com or seek out our social media feeds at VBLI or at my VBLI. And, you know, all of our information is on our website. We have our tournaments. By the time this airs, we'll probably have our summer schedule. So look at the dates and hopefully you'll be able to join us.
Yeah. How many months is it for the summer? Like when is it really begin?
Usually our first tournament begins in May and then runs until September.
September. Okay. So we really have a lot of months to go there. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, well, is there anything else that you would like to tell our viewers before we kind of wrap it up?
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity and this platform. I would just say anyone that's like looking to push themselves out or just try a new hobby, try a new sport, take that leap of faith and just go for it, because you never know how much it could, you know, not even just affect your life, but just change it entirely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a living example of that. You know, I was just looking for a job and then I ended up finding a purpose and people that I can no longer live without. So it just started with a coworker inviting me to her beach league. And then all of a sudden everything there. And now almost 9 years from that date, I'm just like, oh my God, my life has changed in the best way possible. So I just encourage anyone who's thinking about trying a new hobby, trying a new sport. It can unlock a side of you that you didn't know existed. And you know, one day your life changes for the better.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. That's really uplifting. And I love hearing about people finding their community and the people that are going to really make their lives better and more exciting. And also, like, you're being healthy, you're doing a physical sport. So what else could you need out of a hobby, you know?
I love that you say that, because the idea of like competing and competing at a high level has inspired so many players to like, you know, train in the gym, push themselves, because, you know, they don't want to let down their team, they don't want to let their partners down. So while that motivation and that impetus could be maybe a little too strong, but it's like, that's about as healthy as it gets nowadays in this era of exercise and diet culture and social media.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot, but I'm sure it's been really helpful for you to kind of manage social media and kind of put some of that good, positive content that people want to see out there. And I like to hear that you guys get a lot of really good comments. I think that that's really uplifting, and I think everybody needs that in their life. So I'm really happy to speak with you and really happy to learn more about it.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for being a guest, Alex. You've been amazing.
As are you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for tuning into GC360. I'm your host, Catherine, and we'll see you next time.